Good morning. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. Good morning again. Thank you for joining us this morning on the fourth Sunday of Easter. My name is Karen Lorenz Borowski Dowdle, and I will be leading you this morning as we worship and sing praise to our God. We hope you feel as if you are here with us in person, and we certainly hope you are blessed as you hear the good news of God's love for you. Our order of worship this morning is Divine Service 2 on page 158 of Lutheran Worship. Please join us now as we sing our opening hymn, The Lord's My Shepherd Leading Me, hymn number 417 in Lutheran Worship.
Lord be with you. Blessings, greetings to you in the name of Jesus. It's good to be with all of you this morning for worship. Very special word of welcome to some guests and visitors who are here with us, especially those who are here for Luciana's baptism. That's going to take place in just a few moments. We are following the order of service. Oh, God bless you. We are. That's it. You're jumping early, huh? We are going to follow the order of service as it's printed before you in the worship bulletin. No unexpected changes in the order, so we'll just continue as it is printed before you with the confession and the absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake he forgives us of all our sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, I therefore forgive you of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin. Mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of peace, you brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep. By the blood of your eternal covenant, make us complete in everything good, that we may do your will and work among us all that is well-pleasing in your sight, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, now and forever. Amen. Please have a seat. Let's join together in singing hymn number 517.
Join us now as we sing our family hymn, I Am Jesus' Little Lamb, hymn number 517 in Lutheran worship.
Jesus is my staff and stay. When I hunger, Jesus feeds me. Into pleasant pastures leads me. When I thirst, he bids me go where the quiet waters flow. Who's so happy as I am, even now the shepherd's lamb. And when my short life is ended, by his angel host attended, he shall fold me to his breast, there within his arms to rest.
The lecture this morning is our pastor, Galen Papura. May God open our hearts to receive the word he speaks to us through our pastor.
Verses 36 through 43. In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha. In Greek, her name is Dorcas. She was always doing good and helping the poor. About that time, she became sick and died. And her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Lydda was near Joppa, so when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him and urged him, "Please come at once." Peter went with them, and when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around him crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. Peter sent them all out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and he prayed. Turning toward the dead woman, he said, "Tabitha, get up." She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. Then he called for the believers, especially the widows, and presented her to them alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord. Peter stayed in Joppa for some time with a tanner named Simon. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please join now in the responsive reading of Psalm 23 as it's printed before you in your bulletin. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The second reading is taken from Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they, and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I invite you to please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel, according to St. John, the 10th chapter, verses 22 through 30.
Glory to you, Lord.
Then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple courts, walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews who were there gathered around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you did not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite you to have a seat at this time. We'll join together in singing the baptismal hymn. Hymn number 224, we'll sing verses 1 and 4.
Join us now as we sing our baptismal hymn, Baptized into Your Name Most Holy. Hymn number 224, verses 1 and 4 in Lutheran worship.
In holy baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father liberates us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity. In the waters of holy baptism, we are reborn, children of God and made an inheritors of eternal life. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are made members of the church, which is the body of Christ. As we live with Him and with His people, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God. In Christian love, you have presented Luciana for holy baptism. You should, therefore, faithfully bring her to the services of God's house. Teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments. As she grows in years, you should place in her hands the Holy Scripture and provide for her instruction in the Christian faith, that living in the covenant of her baptism and in communion with the Church, she may lead a godly life until the day of Jesus Christ. I now ask you as parents, as godparents, and all members who are here with us today, all gathered here today, to promise, do you promise to fulfill these obligations? If so, answer, I do. I ask you as parents, godparents, and everyone gathered to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, to reject sin, confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we baptize. And so I ask, do you renounce all the forces of evil, the devil and his empty promises? If so, answer, I do. Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? If so, answer, yes, I believe in God the Father.
Yes, I believe in God the Father.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried? He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. If so, answer, yes, I believe in God the Son.
Yes, I believe in God the Son.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? If so, answer, yes, I believe in God the Holy Spirit. Look at that. Luciana Rita Biardi, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There you go. Okay, Daddy, you want something like that for me? God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for freeing your daughter, for raising her up to new life in holy baptism, for your Holy Spirit, upon Luciana, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence. Amen. Luciana Rita Viardi, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen. You got good lungs. So at the beginning of the baptismal ceremony, we lit a candle up on the altar. And that candle will be yours to take with you after today. But that candle really serves as a reminder of the light of Christ that now shines in Luciana's life. We invite you on the anniversary of her baptism each year, much like you celebrate her birthday, to take that out and celebrate her baptismal birthday. It's this day that she's received that new life as one of God's children and received His promises. And so we rejoice in that. Let's pray. Almighty and most merciful God, Father, we thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family, that you have granted Luciana new birth in holy baptism, that you have made her a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you, as Luciana has now become your child, that you would keep her in baptismal grace, that according to all your good pleasures, she may faithfully grow to lead a godly life to the praise and honor of your holy name. Look with kindness upon mom and dad, the godparents. Let them ever rejoice in the gift that you have given them. Enable them to be teachers of righteousness for her. This we pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. So it's my tradition to take the baby from you again and take a stroll down the aisle. But I'm like, you just calmed her. But come on.
That's
okay. Come on.
Good luck.
Okay, come on. All right. Come on, look out there, huh? Look at all those people. You sound like you kind of got something going on in that belly of yours. Huh? What do you think? Oh, boy. All right. Well, check this out. Look at all these people here for you, huh? Yeah, say hi to everybody. You've been saying hi a lot this morning, huh? Yeah. Well, I got to tell you a couple of things, kid. See, all of these people, those people up there, you know that's your family there, right? But you see, today is a big day for you. And on a day like today, God makes you a part of His family. And so what that means is that your family just got a little bit bigger, you know? All of these people are part of the family that God has made you a part of, Sienna. And today we rejoice with you because it's a big day for you. And I always like to take a little walk with you because I want everybody to be able to see how pretty you are. And I want everybody to see and meet you up close, you know? What do you think? Pretty sweet, huh? Well, all of these people are excited because today's a big, big day for you. See, God has made you His own. God's made you a part of His family. Right? And God gives to you wonderful and beautiful promises that will be yours forever and ever and ever. But you know, as you grow up, as you become a big girl, you're going to come to church and you're going to learn all kinds of different stuff. And sometimes we say things that are wrong and it might put you to sleep and all that kind of stuff. But of all of the things that I could tell you, all of the stuff that you're going to learn, I want you to know this, and I don't ever want you to forget this, okay? Jesus loves you, and that's really what today is all about, okay? Welcome to God's family, Luciana. We rejoice and are so happy to have you a part of our family. God bless you as you grow up to be a big girl. I'm like the baby whisperer. How come it never worked with mine? I got four of them at home, and it never happened like this. What do you say? I'm going to just hold you for another minute, okay? I don't want to let you go. Okay, so we got a gift for you. If you look down there, that's a special faith chest that was made for you. Let's see, Beth, can you come and pick it up so everybody could see? Sorry, I'm a little occupied right now. So, Luciana, we have this faith chest for you. It was made and decorated for you on behalf of the people here at St. John's. And it's a special place for you to put all the different faith mementos that you receive as you grow up to be a big girl, okay?
Now, there's one other thing that's in there. Your cousin, not cousin, aunt. Sorry, your Aunt Catherine has something for you, too. Got a little book. You going to read it? Can you read it to us? What do you got? Oh, a little Bible. Okay. Look at that. Well, they got you started nice, huh? All right, so we're going to put that in your faith chest, and then Mom and Dad are going to read it to you. Okay? Sound good? All right. Good stuff. Okay. That's it. We good? All right. I'll give her back to you at the end. After the sermon. After the sermon, yeah. All right, kiddo. There you go, Mom. All right. Thanks, you guys.
Join us now as we sing our sermon hymn, "The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want," hymn number 416 in Lutheran Worship.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, grace, peace to you. From God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text that I chose for the sermon this morning is taken from Psalm 23. That's the responsive reading that we read together just a few moments ago. One of my favorite stories to tell on Good Shepherd Sunday is this one. One day, a beautiful spring day, a sheep farmer took a friend to the sheep pen to show her something absolutely remarkable. As they approached that pen, they observed about 7 sheep all scattered about. Each of them were doing their own thing. Well, as the two of them entered very carefully that sheep pen, the sheep farmer explained that he loved his sheep very, very much, and that he had given each of his sheep their own very special names. The sheep farmer then went on to say that not only did they have their own names, but they even knew their own names. Watch this, he said. He went to the farthest corner of the pen, and turning back toward the little sheep, he called each and every one of them individually. And remarkably, as each of those little lambs heard their name, they came running to him with such an excitement. And when the time was through, the farmer commanded, "Come, it's time to go." And each of those little sheep followed trustingly. What a most remarkable scene that must have been, just to see that. But there's more. And what happened next is simply surprising and amazing. The farmer left the pen and directed his friend to go to the far corner now. He said, "Now you call each of them by name." And so the friend did just that. But nothing happened. So the friend did it again, this time a little bit louder. Still nothing. As a last-ditch effort, the friend tried the command, "Come, come, it's time to go." Still nothing. Then, the farmer re-entered the pen, and he called each of them once again by name, and they came. "See," the farmer said, "they know their names. They know my voice. And most importantly, they know that I love them." What a beautiful picture and reminder that is for you and me today. Each year on the fourth Sunday of Easter, we observe what's called Good Shepherd Sunday. And each year as we meet this theme, how you and I too are reminded once again of how deeply our Good Shepherd loves us. Now, of course, as each of us think about the Good Shepherd and the imagery of the Good Shepherd, I'm sure that the first thing that comes to our mind is what? Psalm 23. It's probably the most beloved passage in all of Scripture. The translation that we read together was a little different than maybe what we're used to or what we've had set to our memory. So I'm going to read to you the old translation. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." How you and me just love those words. And for such a good reason, right? How desperately we need our good shepherd. Our good shepherd, who just like those farmer's little sheep, knows our names and calls us to himself. And that's just what he did for you and me when we were baptized. That's just what he did for Luciana today. Calls us by name. Made us his own forever. And it's this good shepherd, you see, who gives to you and me the promise that he will lead us, that he will guide us, that he will protect us all of our days. And that's a good thing, right? That's a real good thing. Because there are those times, of course, when you and I wander off. There are those times, unlike the farmer's little sheep in the story, that we hear another's voice and respond. The voice of the evil one tempting us. The roaring lion who wants nothing but to devour us. There are those times when we hear another voice, the voice of the world sometimes, and how we can respond as that voice pulls us to follow different ways, maybe even to follow our own way, the most popular trend or what's most appealing to us. Reality is there are those times in our lives when we do wander off. And while you and me sometimes turn away and while sometimes we walk down these dangerous and different paths, the truth is our Jesus never wanders from us. You see, it's his deep love that never ever fades. It's his undying love that never gives up on us. And it's his tender mercy and love that led him to the deepest and darkest valley for you and me. It was his love that led him straight to the cross and the grave so that we might never be separated from him. And it's this voice of the Good Shepherd that we hear. The voice of this Good Shepherd that's always calling us, come. Come to me. And it's this voice of the Good Shepherd that's able to break through all of the other voices, all of that noise that's around us. And by faith, this voice is the voice that we follow. It's his rod and it's his staff that draws us back over and over and over again, where you and I find comfort, where you and I are fed and nourished. And it's this rod and it's this staff and it's this voice that comforts us too when we find ourselves in those valleys. And how sometimes we know the valleys in life. Jesus, our good shepherd, is our constant friend and he stands by us. Through all the trials, through all of the tribulations, he's there. He's the one that can sustain us, assure us, pick us up. In those times when we find ourselves fearful, in those times in our lives when we find ourselves downcast, there he is to pick us up, to fill us overflowing. My friends, the constant companion and friend that we have in Jesus sustains us. And it's this love of the Good Shepherd that not only sustains us here and now, but it's the love of this Good Shepherd that promises us that surely goodness and mercy are ours all our days.
right here, now, and forever. And it's when that time here, when our journey is through, that shepherd's voice once again will call us to that place, that most remarkable place that he's prepared, where we too shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. To be in that place that he prepared, to have that face-to-face encounter in the safety of his courts, the place that knows no end. And there, friends, we can be sure that there is nothing that can hinder that untroubled gladness. And it's all because of our shepherd. The shepherd knows us by name. We know his voice. And we certainly know his love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The congregation's offerings are now being gathered by the ushers. This morning's radio broadcast is in loving memory of John A. Borowski, who met Jesus face to face 30 years ago on this day. His 5 children, Kathy, Kenny, Debbie, David, and Billy, and his wife, Karen Lorenz Borowski Dowdle, carry him close in their hearts every day and thank God for his loving mercy. One day, dear Johnny, we will all meet you again and Jesus for life eternal. Thanks be to God for his love.
In addition to those who are printed in the prayers in your worship bulletin, please say a special word of prayer for Irmgard Hartung. Irmgard informed me this week that she's home with a case of shingles. So please keep Irmgard in your prayers. We continue to say prayers for Sue Bloom. Sue continues to have some pain and discomfort, and will be undergoing some tests this week to try to determine what's going on. So we say a word of prayer for Sue Bloom. A special word of prayer for my wife's uncle Joe, who is now in palliative care at South Buffalo Mercy. We say a special word of prayer for Marcia McKinney's friend Ed, who is now entering hospice care. And last but not least, we say a special word of prayer of thanksgiving on behalf of the Baird, Munzel, and McNett family as they rejoice in the birth of Jaden Michael. That's Joelle and Joe's baby. So we keep them in prayers and give thanks to God for the gift of life that they have. I'm going to skip the petitions in the church. I'm just going to pray with you this morning. Let's pray. Good and gracious God, we thank you. We praise you for this day that you've given to us. The sun might not be shining outside, but the sun is certainly shining in this place. As his presence, your Son, our Savior Jesus' presence, continues to come to us as our good shepherd, lifting us up when we feel down, leading us to the stillness of the quiet waters, reassuring us of the peace that he can bring to our hearts and our minds, especially as we find ourselves in those valleys. Lord, today we know that you know the needs of all people. We especially bring before you the needs of people from our community here at St. John's. We pray for Irmgard and her pain, that you might relieve her and bring to her healing. A special prayer for Sue. These weeks have been tough for her. Lord, we pray that you too would relieve her pain, that you would bless the doctors, the nurses, and the technicians that will be looking after her to find out what's going on. For Joe and Ed, as they enter into hospice care and the kind and loving support that comes from all of those people there in that place, Lord, we pray that you would bring to Joe and Ed a peace that only you could bring to them, a peace that says to them that goodness and mercy shall follow them all the days of their life, and they too shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Bring to them that peace and comfort in knowing that you are with them, that you are sustaining them, and that you will bring healing to them in that special way that you can only bring. Lord, today we celebrate baptisms. We celebrate new life. We give you thanks for the gift of Luciana. And yesterday, we give thanks for Spencer. These, your dear children, have been made members of your family, members of our family here at St. John's. Continue to bless Mom and Dad, the godparents, and the rest of the family, that they might ever rejoice in the gift that you have given to them. Lord, empower them to be an example of your loving kindness. Give to them your spirit that they might nurture Luciana and Spencer in the things of faith, that their hearts might rejoice in the gift that you are to them. Lord, we also give you thanks for the gift of life that has been given to the Baird, Munzel, and McNett families. Let them too rejoice in this beautiful gift of life. Continue to keep Mom and baby in good health, that together they all might find joy and love for one another. Lord, as we prepare to depart from this place, lead us. Lead us beyond here and into the places that you put us, that we might faithfully proclaim your love unending to a world that so desperately needs it. All this and so much more, we pray to you in the precious and holy name of Jesus Christ, our good shepherd. Amen. We pray together now as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. One prayer that I forgot to mention. John Sweeney. John had some surgery last week. Had to go back in and fix his hip back up, but I was so happy to see John walk through the doors doing well. So, John, I apologize for the lack of the prayer of thanksgiving for your healing, but we pray for you continually. My friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please join us now as we sing our closing hymn, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, hymn number 412 in Lutheran Worship. The people of St. John's are glad you have joined with us in our worship this morning. St. John's Church is located in the center of Depew, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway at 67 Litchfield Avenue. As Lutherans, we believe that we are being saved by the grace of God alone, that we know about that grace from Scripture alone, and that God's grace acts in and to us only through our faith. Please worship us in person in the near future. Our building is handicapped accessible.
Dark veil, I fear no ill. With Thee, dear Lord, beside me, Thy rod and staff my comfort still. Thy cross before to guide me. Thou spreadst the table. Grace bestoweth, and oh, what transport of delight from thy pure chalice floweth. And so through all the length of days, thy goodness faileth never. Good Shepherd, may I sing thy praise within thy house forever.
Please have a seat for a quick moment. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Good to be with you. Good to worship with all of you. Again, a very, very special word of welcome to all the guests and visitors who are here with us this morning for the baptism. I pray that you've been blessed here at St. John's and hope that you'll come back again and see us again sometime. On the announcement end of things, let me bring a couple of things to your attention. Next Sunday, of course, is our chicken barbecue from 12 o'clock until they're sold out. If you would like to buy a ticket, though, we do have tickets available for you. Nancy is in the fellowship area, and she'll be selling those tickets. So make sure you stop by and see her before you go if you'd like a ticket or two, or however many you need. Larry, did you get confirmation on that information for...
I'm just waiting for a call back.
Okay, there is a possibility. I talked with Larry yesterday, and I also talked to Joe a few weeks back, but there's a possibility that we may have some classic cars here for the barbecue as well. If the weather is like this, no. If the weather is sunny and nice and everything works out with the schedules, then yes, we will have some classic cars here. So I'm not talking a full car show, maybe 3, 4, 5 cars possibly will be here. One of the cars that will be here is from an outsider that has these classic cars of all different styles. They're called God's Rods. And they're hot rod cars, but they're all decorated with Bible stories. So we're waiting on confirmation on that, but there is a possibility that we will have one of those cars here that day, next week. Joe has a 1927 Chevy, and that may be here if weather is good. Hope to see you next Sunday for the barbecue. Again, though, Nancy has those tickets if you're interested. Next weekend is also our Bring a Friend initiative weekend for us. So if you have someone that is looking for a church home, if you have someone that is interested in learning more about St. John's, make sure you bring them next week. We'd love for them to be here with us for a service next week. Plant sale pickup is next Saturday as well. What's the time?
9:30 to 11:30.
So if you placed an order for plants with Lois, you can pick those up next Saturday, 9:30 to 11:30. Lois is also looking for some help in offloading the truck on Friday afternoon at 4. So anybody that has some free time on Friday and can help get those plants off of the truck, we would appreciate any help that we could get. Pentecost geraniums, we are placing an order for geraniums for Pentecost. The sign-up sheet is up on the bulletin board. So if you want those plants, just get your name on the sign-up sheet for that. On May 26th, following the 11:15 service, we will be taking down the butterflies and putting them back into hibernation. So if you can help out on that day in getting those butterflies down, the more help we have, the quicker it goes. So again, that's going to be the 26th after the 11:15 service. Cafe is going to be canceled this week. Rick, I'm just letting you know, I learned that there's a bunch of people that won't be available Thursday, so for purposes of numbers, I just figured it'd be best that we don't meet this coming Thursday. So cafe, for those of you who typically join us for cafe, it will be canceled this coming Thursday. Okay? And the only other thing, happy Mother's Day. Yeah, oh, Dana, yep, hold on.
Thanks to my ground for
Thanks, Dana. Okay, I lied. There is one more thing. Beth just tapped me on the arm. It's Jonathan's birthday. The Godfather. Not the Italian kind. Right? How old, Jonathan? 19. 19. Holy moly. All right. We're going to sing happy birthday. Should I make him stand up so everybody sees him? Stand up. So you got to stand up, Jonathan. Don't you just love it? Okay. All right, ready? Here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy
your day. Hope it's a good one. Maybe